All right, is this thing on? Yeah, it is. There it goes. Okay. So I'm driving out of the compound that I'm staying in. There's four people out walking their dogs. And by walking their dogs, I mean there's four people who have a dog on the end of a leash who are bending over picking up dog shit while the dog stands there and looks at them. I don't get it, man. This whole picking up another animal's shit. I don't know how you guys think this is a great idea and why your dogs are so cool. I don't get it. As I've been saying for many years, no woman looks hot bending over to pick up dog shit. None of them. Never seen a chick bending over to pick up dog shit and thought, oh, I'd like to tap that. Speaking of women I wouldn't tap, there goes one right there. All right. A little tired. It was a long weekend. We had a gig. I had to strike yesterday. The gig was in a parking lot, and it was hot as fuck. Whew. And I came home and made Den Den and drank a six-pack of Dos Equis. I haven't drank an entire six-pack of beer at one time in quite a while. Ah, now I gotta get functional. All right. Speaking of functional, so I'm listening to some podcasts that I have not listened to before because there was something. So anyway, in the RSS feeder, the title, whatever, intrigued me. So right now I'm listening to an episode of The Sharp Reality by Donovan Sharp where they're talking about fitness. And, yeah, I mean, it's good. Okay, we'll get this. Then I also listened to an episode of the Southern as Fuck podcast, which I've been downloading for a long time, but never yet listened to it. The reason I listened to this one is because it was about the situation with Chris Cantwell, which, I mean, this is all old news by now because you guys know I'm fucking months, if not years, behind on everything. But that's why this is not a current event show. This is a philosophy show. We discuss what shit means. Okay, we don't discuss shit because it happened yesterday and every other fucking loser on the internet is fucking posting about it on Twitter. Because some time ago, a couple of months, I listened to Matt Forney's podcast about Christopher Cantwell, whom I've talked about Christopher Cantwell a lot on this podcast. I've listened to him regularly for a while. I'm way behind because I haven't had time to get caught up. Fucking school zone. What is this? Oh, it's a pedestrian crossing. Dude, there's nobody even up there. What time is it? Why are there so many? Oh, fuck, it's almost 8 o'clock. That's why there's so much traffic. Great. Well, now I'm not going to bitch about traffic, trust me. There's a very cool car in front of me, though. It's a little convertible sportsmobile of some kind. Very nice looking car. I'm trying to remember my thoughts. Give me a second. Okay, so Christopher Cantwell, whom I have listened to in the past and agree with on many things, he did something and pissed off a whole lot of people, and I didn't know what he did. So I listened to Matt Forney's podcast talking about the Christopher Cantwell situation, and when it was over, I still had no idea what Christopher Cantwell did. I don't know if it's because Matt Forney really did that bad of a job explaining, or if I was distracted, or what. I actually have that podcast by Matt Forney about Christopher queued up on the CD that I burned to listen to in the $500 pickup truck because I burned a CD. It's a rewritable CD, Clary. I burned it. Put it in the CD player. The sound comes out. It's fucking awesome. And I'm going to listen to it again and see if maybe I get some clarity out of it. Because after having listened to the Southern as Fuck podcast, which was okay as the podcast goes, and we'll get to that in a minute, is run by some guy, I think his name is Dingo. So here's kind of the short version, the internet drama. And we still have the internet drama of Rolo Tomasi in the 21 convention. Let me say this. I'm still not really sure what happened. I'm still inclined to take Rolo's side. But let me tell you this one thing. Here's when I decided the 21 convention, as interesting as it sounded, was probably bullshit. And yes, I'll probably watch some of the videos on the fucking YouTubes from the 21 convention, blah, blah, blah. But I was listening to one of Rolo's podcasts, and they're talking about the 21 convention. And I don't remember who it was, but some guy on there said, you know, blah, 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 21 convention, gonna be so awesome, blah, blah, blah. And my sister is going to be there. And I stopped. I said, your sister is coming to the 21 convention. You got this convention for men, and your sister is going to be there. And this is right up there with, if you heard Adam Piggott's podcast where he ripped on Ivan Throne, because Ivan Throne's got this, you know, the war gathering of manly men, and we come together and be manly, menly stuff. And oh yes, of course you can bring your girlfriend with you. And Adam's like, no. And I'm the same way. It's like, guys, you're having a fucking convention for men, and some guy's going to bring his fucking sister. Why is it no place on the planet Earth can be free of women? No place. Like, men just can't go and fucking do anything without women being around them. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Because anyhow, back to people who are fucked up. Christopher Cantwell. So here apparently is what Christopher Cantwell did. Christopher sent an email to at least one journalist. There's a screenshot of the email. And everybody's making a big deal of the fact that the journalist is also a Jew. Shockingly enough. Hang on, I'm rolling up my window because we have too much traffic noise. Let me roll down the other window so I don't fucking suffocate. Aaron makes a big deal out of the fact that Christopher Cantwell sent an email to a Jewish journalist, which, as far as I'm concerned, you can leave the Jewish part out on this one, because if somebody came to me and said, great one, we could gas 6 million Jews, or we could gas 6 million journalists, which would you prefer? I would go with the journalist, because anybody with a journalism degree is a fucking moron. Except for, of course, our good friend T.J. Martinell. I'd have to hide him up in my basement and everything so that they didn't find him when they're gassing all the journalists. Hide him up in my basement. Ooh, hide him up in my attic because it's early in the morning. You know, and then the thing is, like, if it happened right now, because the bad thing is, TJ being young like he is, he's just about to start going through puberty, and so he'd start getting interested in girls for the first time in his life, but he'd be up in my attic, and there wouldn't be any girls up there. It'd be really sad for TJ. So maybe we'll wait until TJ's a little bit older, then we'll gas all the journalists. That way he's, you know, got a chance to chase some girls while he's still young and healthy, not old and infirm, you know, like Adam Piggott and Aaron Clary are. So Cantwell sent this letter to this journalist, and if you want to go find the screenshots or what, I'm sure you can and read it, but apparently his intention, and there's a lot of discussion, I'm giving you the very short version. Cantwell had publicly declared on his podcast, apparently, that other people, that he views what he's doing, which is doing a, we'll call it a radio show, doing a call-in radio show, he views it as a business. And people in the right wing, the alt-right, the white nationalist, the neo-Nazi, you know, whatever it is, whatever his target audience is, he views this as a business and he views those as customers. And so he sends this letter to the journalist saying, hey, there's these other people out there like on YouTube and stuff like that, and they're making money and they're a bunch of Nazis, and you should take them down. And then interestingly enough, like 24 hours later, these articles come out about all of these Nazis on the internet, on YouTube and Streamlabs and stuff like this, who are making money, and all these people get deplatformed. And so there's a lot of debate. Was it actually because of Chris Cantwell? Or, you know, with the journalist already working on these stories and Chris Cantwell just sent them information and yada, yada, yada. And someone pointed out, because then some other people start showing up in this YouTube, because it's a fucking, what do you call it, in this YouTube, in this podcast. This is why I shouldn't podcast first thing in the morning. But I got to do this, because otherwise used guys aren't going to get a fresh podcast today, and I'll have to do a repeat, or I'll have to be a fucking slacker like I was on Friday. Somebody came in and they made the point that it doesn't matter if the YouTubers who were deplatformed and lost their incomes and blah, blah, blah. Not that any of them were apparently making big bucks, but that doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter if these guys were deplatformed because of the efforts of the journalist. God, I can't fucking think. I can't figure out how to form this sentence. The question is, were these people deplatformed because Cantwell sent the letter to some journalist saying, hey, you should deplatform these guys because they're Nazis? And what they really were was he viewed them as his financial competition. Okay? Or were they deplatformed because the journalists were already working on these stories and attempting to bring attention to these guys and result in them being deplatformed, right? The point someone made, which I think is valid, is that Cantwell showed the willingness to use the media to deplatform people who are theoretically of the same ideological bent that he is, for the purpose of reducing the amount of financial competition he has so that he can make more money. That was very long-winded, and I apologize for the pure fucking long-windedness of that. The point is, here's what I think we're getting at. I'm going to scout around a little bit and see if I can find the screenshot of this letter and shit. But if the things... oh, yeah, there goes the voice. If the things said on this podcast are true of what Christopher Cantwell did, now I have to come down and say that, yeah, Cantwell, you're a fucking jackass. And they made the point, Christopher Cantwell is a very good talker. He really is. He is a very good communicator. He is very persuasive. He is very eloquent. But if he actually sent a letter to a journalist, once again, I don't care if the journalist is a fucking Jew or not. I don't give a shit. Journalist, black, brown, yellow, Jew, white, Christian, Muslim, I don't give a shit, right? He sent a letter to a journalist with the intention of calling attention to people that he views as his competitors for money to get them deplatformed because he's trying to make more money. That's just fucking scumbag behavior. And this is what you morons are doing with your time out there. This is why the leftists are winning. Because people like Cantwell, an eloquent speaker, an eloquent communicator, man with some good ideas, is this fucking petty. This fucking whatever, I don't even know what the word is for it this early in the morning. Here's the other thing I got to bitch about. I should have time. I'll see if I can get a link to the podcast in question from Southern as Fuck in the show notes. Here's the other thing I'm going to bitch about. YouTube. The YouTube podcasting. So I've listened to the Clary podcast, the Older Brother podcast, when Aaron does them on YouTube. And I'm listening to The Sharp Reality right now, which he's doing on YouTube with a guest. And then I listened to The Southern as Fuck, which was done on YouTube. And it started off with just Dingo, but then some other people came in. And you know what? You know what I'm fucking sick of hearing? I am sick, and all of you are guilty, every one of you, even Cappy. You're all guilty of this. Cappy, Mr. Time Management, I am so sick of listening to podcasts where there's 30 seconds of conversation that goes like this. Can you hear me? Am I still there? Are you still there? Can you hear? Yeah, I can hear you. Oh, I can hear you. Can you hear me? I can hear you. Yeah, I think my sound quality went out. Can you hear me? Are you muted? No, I'm not muted. Who's muted? All right, hey, can everybody hear everybody? Hey, is Dingo still there or did he get muted? Hey, are you muted? Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. Hey, there's someone in the chat room saying they can't hear you very well. Can you do anything about your microphone? Hey, can you hear me? I don't know. Hey, are you there? Hey, Cappy, are you back? Hey, Chad, are you there? Hey, Cappy and John Steele, can you guys hear me? Hey, Donovan. I'm sorry, Donovan, I couldn't hear you right there. Oh, that's okay. Hey, GYO, I need you to say that again. I didn't hear what you just said. Hey, can you hear me? Okay, can you guys hear me? Can you hear me? Are you there? Can you hear me? Guys, if YouTube is so fucked up that you have to spend all this time on your fucking podcast asking each other if you can fucking hear each other, why do you keep using YouTube? God damn. And I'm not, it's all through the fucking podcast and the audio sucks. Donovan Sharp's audio on his podcast, his guest sucks. On the fucking Southern as Fuck podcast. Can you hear me? Can you? And then they get, you know, there's like five fucking people in there. And you got five people going, can you hear me? I can't hear you. Well, we can hear this guy, but we can't hear that. Can we hear Poseidon? No, oh, there's Poseidon. Okay, now we can't hear. Oh, where'd Dingo go? We can't hear him. Oh, I can't hear this. Oh, I can't hear that. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? I put my microphone a little closer to my mouth. Can you hear me now? Fuck. Guys, it just gets so old. It gets so fucking old listening to people on YouTube, YouTube, whatever the fuck it is. It just listening to people on YouTube asking each other if they can hear each other. It gets really old, guys. You know, it's like watching Clary go to the gym and sit there on the machine looking at his cell phone. I gotta give him shit about that because I give him shit about that all the time. Fucking dude, put the cell phone down and lift something. Guys, just talk, okay? If the other person is there, they'll hear you. If they're not there, they're not gonna hear you. Just talk. Just talk. Just power on through. Sit here and ask, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? All right, so can you guys hear me? You guys hear me? Can you guys hear me? All right, there we go. Oh, shit, there's somebody. Oh, my God, and then that. Oh, there's something at the chat room is saying, guys, you know what? This is why, seriously, this is right up there. This is why I can't listen to talk radio. Even when I listen to Rush Limbaugh, I typically wouldn't listen on Friday because that was when he was, what is it, Caller Friday or whatever. And this is when I was listening to Chris Cantwell, which if he did the things he did, I'm not going to listen to him anymore. It's just that simple. Chris would do, he'd do the intro to his show where he'd do his monologue, and then he'd start taking phone calls. And that's when I just stopped listening because I just don't want to hear. Yes, I know every once in a while you have a caller and they call in and they have something really intelligent to say and it's an interesting conversation. Okay, 9 times out of 10, the people who call in to any kind of talk show, radio talk show, Rush Limbaugh, internet talk show, Christopher Cantwell, you know, whatever. Any talk show in existence, left wing, right wing, center wing, no wing, they're idiots. Okay, they're morons. I do not want to hear callers. And you know it's just as bad? People making comments on the YouTube. Oh, there's a comment on the YouTube internet. Oh, God, just stop. I don't need you to read. Don't stop reading the comments to me. Now, I'm not talking about the Super Chats thing. I'm talking on the Southern as Fuck podcast. They're just like reading and just, God, just stop with the fucking comments. It's terrible. It's painful. I'm telling you, man. I think this is why, because I said to you guys a while back that the podcast that get recorded on the YouTubes don't hold my interest as much as ones that people record more conventionally. And I think these are two of the reasons, because I've been trying to think about, okay, I said that, what's my reasoning? I could just be talking about my feelings and shit like a woman. I've got to have a reason for this stuff. I think that's two of them. Because first of all, you interrupt the flow of things to deal with the comments, whether it's the free comments or the super chats. So you got this flow going, and it's like, oh, now we got to take a commercial break and read comments. And then the other part that drives me nuts is the fucking can you hear me shit. Yeah, I can fucking hear you. I mean, if I couldn't hear you, what good is it, dude, ask me if I can hear you? Be like, no, I can't hear you. No, I still can't. Nope, I can't hear you at all. Yes, I can fucking hear you. We could just fucking talk. It's not that hard. I'm doing it right now, and I just got out of bed.